USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Help wanted at the Supreme Court. In July 1994, Supreme Court nominee Stephen G. Breyer was nominated by President Clinton and confirmed. On Wednesday, he announced he will retire soon. Former clerk for Justice Breyer, Thiru Vignaraja, on CNN says it's a different world and a different court since 1994.
The court that Justice Breyer joined was far less politicized, was far less contentious. Every one of the justices on the court he joined was unanimously confirmed or confirmed by overwhelming margins.
The United States has rejected Russia's demand to keep Ukraine away from NATO. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he gave no concessions, but said that he was offering Russia a serious diplomatic path forward should Russia choose it. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said President Vladimir Putin will now assess Mr. Blinken's response. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It only takes 10 minutes a day to stay healthy.
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Jeopardy win streak has come to an end.
Amy Schneider's 40 consecutive wins and nearly $1.4 million in prize money came to a halt Wednesday night. New champ Roan Talsma had the correct response to the final Jeopardy clue for a winning total of $29,600. Schneider will be back as part of the quiz show's Tournament of Champions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Maskless school children in Virginia choosing not to wear a mask by law are forcefully blocked from entering campus. Carrie Lewis, president of Independent Women's Forum and a mother, is on Fox News telling her side of the story.
Well, you know, I decided that I wanted to take my my two elementary school kids and exercise my right as under the Virginia executive order that gives parents like me the right to opt my kids out of masks. I knew that Fairfax County Public Schools had decided that they were not going to follow this order and that they were going to prevent schools from allowing such children in. You know, I didn't want to cause a ruckus at my local elementary school, so I gave them a heads up the night before. Sent a nice letter or email telling them that this was going to be happening, and then showed up, and indeed my kids were suspended, but it was just a little strange the way that they reacted to it.
Dr. Quanta Ahmed from NYU says vaccines are good, but the best way to take care of your health is to lower body mass and work on your cardiovascular system.
Masks, obviously, that helps, that mitigates. But being as healthy as we can, lowering body mass, becoming physically active, going outdoors, with all of the restrictions that we've experienced in New York State, many of my patients are developing obesity. They are developing depression. They are developing major health problems, mental health disorders, because of these restrictions, and that is a huge healthcare burden that's not being recognized.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.